Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. Lots of things on board here, so listen up and listen up good. And by the way, check out our video stream, 937thefan.com. Check it out. Click watch video right at the top. You can see us live, and that is great. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, be careful out there. I fishtailed out of the neighborhood a little bit today. So just take it's a little, it's got that little film, that slippy film out there on the road. So be careful. By the way, I'm Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little bit. And before we get to all the events and the news, and I've got something funny for the day, I want to echo what Matt just said. A big thoughts from us to our man Stiz, who is our loyal listener. Back in the hospital, Stiz is he bounces so many ideas off of us that we use on the show that we just pretty much steal from him because he's such a brilliant mind. But he listens every day. Great dude, smart dude, big time listener, and he's been fighting some health problems for about a year. Back in the hospital, so think of Stiz today, and I know we are all the time.
He's a regular on the text line and on Twitter as well. And like you said, we'll lift his ideas every once in a while. We have no shame. We have no compunction about that.
Yes.
He's up there with, you know, Mike the Get-Go truck driver and
our man Josh Banks down in North Carolina.
Josh in North Carolina, Ryan in New Jersey. You know, Nick in West Mifflin, all the regulars that, text just about every day. Stiz is right up there at the top of the leaderboard, so get better, buddy.
We got a not-so-wacky-whack pack, and we're okay with it. I'm all right with that. All right, so I pull into the neighborhood last night. I was out. You know, it's so weird. Even with the clocks changing and whatever, I'm normally not out driving. It's normally daylight when I make it home, and I'm not out driving at night. Like, in the morning, I am.
Yeah, that's the odd part. We're kind of reverse of everybody else right now. Everybody else, for you right now, it'll be light when you get up. Morning rush, it'll be light out. Uh-huh. When you drive home at the end of the day, it will be dark out. For us, it's always dark out when we drive in the morning.
So my kids have an activity they go to together on Monday and Wednesdays. I took them to it, and now it's that time of year. It's from 4:30 to 5:30, and now you come home, and it's dark. Before, you would go in the summer, the same activity. It's light the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I pull in the neighborhood. I was like, what is this? I thought it was a truck. I didn't know what the hell was happening. I make it about, I don't know, 8 houses into the neighborhood. I am not kidding. I'm not kidding. There is a 20 to 25 foot blow up Rudolph deer that is in front of the inflatable deer in front of this one house. I love it. I don't hate it. But you know how somebody, you know how you walk into Costco or Home Depot or Lowe's and go, I wonder who would buy that gigantic one that's right there when
you found the person.
It's on my street.
Yeah.
It is as tall as the house. I tweeted out a picture of this. Maybe producer Matt could do it from the show thing. I tweeted it out last night, so it's a couple tweets back. It is honestly as tall as the house. It's got to be 25 feet tall. And there's a lot of questions I have here.
Okay.
One, does it take a fan to blow this thing the
Has
whole
to.
Time, right?
Has to, yeah. Like the two little ones out in the lobby here that you hear as soon as you... They just put up the Christmas decorations at work yesterday.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so I noticed the difference as soon as I walked in the door this morning. You hear that little low... And it's the fan blowing these two little elf inflatables in the front lobby.
So that's the first question. It's got to take a lot of fan power, if you will. And the second is, what is this thing tethered down with? You can't just put one of those little silly stakes in the ground like I have for my cheater lights that go ahead and shine on the house. You know what I mean? Like, it is... This is a contraption. Then when I drove past this morning, it's collapsed. It's down.
Oh, my God. It's enormous.
It's as tall as a house. It's 25 feet tall.
It's close, yeah.
But here's the thing. If you look at that picture, mm-hmm. it's on the slope.
Right.
Going down. So
if you put it up like on the flat level surface, right directly like in front of the front door, you're right. It's probably 18 feet tall if it's an inch.
It is unreal. So they have to have some sort of compressor or something that's going all night. I love it. I think it's great. But do you think anybody drives by and goes, that's too much? That's too much.
I mean, is it too much for me? Because I wouldn't want to go to all the effort.
Right. Is it too much for you for your house? And is it too much for you? What if you were this person's next door neighbor? Is it too much?
No. Here's the thing.
I agree. I love
this. This is perfect. This is exactly the stuff I want in my neighborhood, because then I don't have to drive all over God's creation to find Christmas lights for my kids to look at. Like, the guy across the street, awesome guy, Mike, he's an airplane mechanic.
Okay.
And really good guy, and doesn't have kids of his own, but would always, and he didn't go nuts. There wasn't crazy inflatables or anything, but there's a big tree in his front yard directly across the street from us. And until like 2 years ago, he would always, I mean, he'd decorate that whole damn thing. And it was probably 15, 16, 17 feet tall and pretty big around. He'd get lights all the way up to the top. And then a couple years ago, he was like, no, the tree got too big. I can't do it anymore. But that was the best, because we would come down around the bend and down the hill towards our house, and you would see this tree. It looked like a huge, like the Rockefeller Christmas tree, right across the street from our house. And the kids could look out the window at it and everything. They loved it, and it was perfect. Everybody else in the neighborhood, turn it into a Griswold's. For all I care. I love it. I'm down for it.
That's where I
just don't have the energy to maintain it myself.
Neither do I. And here's the part, too, that for me is interesting with Christmas lights. Unless they're perfect, they don't look good to me. And I can never get them perfect. Like, you need to have... First of all, I like white lights.
Right.
I don't like all the colored ones. It's got to be on every edge of every window, of every corner in every of the house. Or for me... I have OCD or whatever it is that I'm like, they missed the spot or they didn't do it right. Like, I like those houses that you see that are like old brick houses in the middle of nowhere with just like one little candle in there and then every window that is circled perfectly.
See, I understand where you're coming from, because when I was a kid, my mom would let me decorate the house, right? So I would put lights up in all the windows in the front of the house and the little candles like you talk about. And so I was very much the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would make sure they had to be, and it had to be perfect up in the corner, but you still had to be able to see all the bulbs from outside on the street, and I'd run out and check. At this point, I don't even give a damn anymore. We have little plastic Christmas tree lights that go up along the walk. Some of them are tilted over and ready to fall.
Oh, yeah.
I don't put lights in the tree out in the front yard anymore.
That's the way I wrap
it around the trunk and just call it a day.
Mine looks terrible, but I know it looks terrible, and I'm embarrassed that it looks terrible. But the kids want lights, so I just put them out there, because I don't have, number one, I don't have the time. Number two, I don't have the passion. And number three, I'm not skilled enough to do it like a professional. I swear, I told my wife yesterday when I saw this reindeer, I go, I am starting saving on December 26th for one of those companies next year, and I'm going to put a little money aside, I swear, every single day, and excuse me, on like November 15th next year, I'm calling one of these, I think that one of the companies called like Social Lights, L-I-G-H-T-S, something like that. I'm going to call them and be like, just give me the one package that I need to come out and do my lights. I need it to look nice. Because mine looks terrible, but I don't have the artistic qualifications to make it look better.
I've, over the years, refined my system. And like I said, I don't put lights up on the front tree anymore, which saves me like an hour. Because the tree's just too big. So I've refined my system to the point where I can get the whole thing knocked out maybe an hour and a half. And I know exactly where all the extension cords go. I know exactly how I'm going to plug them in. I know what strand goes on what bush. And bing, bang, boom, I'm out of there. And then I just say, you know what? It is what it is. If a strand goes out, I'll get to it when I get to it. Or if something else happens, yeah, I'll get around to it. But I'm not Griswolding it anymore. I've let somebody else. That's what the rest of the neighborhood's for.
That's the other part about it. I have, and Matt, maybe I'm weird here. I have another pet peeve. One of my big pet peeves is seeing cords. Like, I'll see somebody and they'll have this great setup, whatever, and it'll be on social media and it'll be in their living room, whatever. There's one cord I can see on the picture, and it drives me nuts. It drives me crazy. Like, when I had our house, but I was like, you got to put all the wiring in, in the and just so there's just that faceplate that I can put the cable and stuff in. I will move the TV around that rather than have a cord dangling anywhere. I just don't like to see cords. And so,
fair.
Like, when I see somebody and they have this great lawn display, but they've got this orange or yellow cord running through the middle of their yard, I'm like, they get docked points. It instantly docked points from me. You're out.
That makes sense.
I can't. I don't want to see the cords. I don't want to see how the sausage is made.
Again, I've let go of some of those anxieties over the years. There's something about kids that beats the anxieties out of you in some instances. And look, some of them hang on. I get it. Like, you're talking about the cords hanging and not being able to deal with it. I'm at the point. I noticed 2 weeks ago, maybe, there's, like you said, the TV in the living room, the main TV, is mounted to the wall, right? And we got a nice swivel mount for it so we can move it around a little bit depending on what's going on. And the cord goes up into an outlet that's right behind the TV.
Okay.
Had it mounted that way. And the cord, I don't know if something moved, what happened. There's literally, like, I'm holding my fingers an inch apart. There's that much cord showing below the bottom edge of the TV right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just haven't even in the last
I would get a new wall, get all new drywall. I'd put a new hole in it, get all new drywall guy to come in and rehang the TV.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Have the Geek Squad come over and rewire the whole thing.
Because I would be looking at where that little part came down.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Like, our TV is mounted flush against the wall with all the stuff behind. Not flush. There's a little space, obviously, for the little cable box and stuff. But you can't. It just looks like it's floating against the wall. I just can't see the cords.
Right.
You're laughing. This is just, I know, and it's funny. But it's something that gets me. It's like crumbs. Also, chairs that aren't pushed in. I will run across the room after dinner and push chairs in and make them straight.
At
the kitchen table or like the kitchen island.
Wow.
Yes. Or crumbs. Crumbs on the table too.
Oh, crumbs on the table. Got to go.
If there's one little crumb, I mean, for a second.
Can't have
that. And I never put my dishes in the sink. Straight. Wash them straight to the dishwasher. I don't let them. My kids will put them in the sink for like 10 minutes.
My kids will let them sit there all day.
No.
No, no. We've started to put the hammer down. No, like I've said before, I'm garbage in the kitchen, so I can't cook for anything, but I'll clean up afterwards. And unless it's like a pan with like caked on stuff on it that you got to let sit for a little while, let soak. And everything else, nope, spray off, bang, right in the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah, I am. Oh, but that one, the chairs. I will line up the chairs and then walk away from the table, Matt, to get a big panoramic view and see if they're lined up good, and then go back and just touch the one chair.
Really? You do that every day?
Yeah. Oh, if I come home and the chairs aren't pushed in from, like, breakfast before school, when the kids get off the school bus, I'll push it in. And then pull it back out right before they get off the school bus to where it was and say that chair was like that. It needs to be pushed in. You left it out.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's another level of, I don't know, but like pushing it in.
Yes.
And then pulling it back out and replicating the scene.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'm all for like pointing out, hey,
push your
chair in.
I would let it sit like that all day.
Yeah.
I've let stuff sit on the kitchen table all day and
I feel like that's what I would do too.
That cup right there, that cup of milk that you didn't, you know, put in the fridge or pour out or whatever or didn't finish before school, it's still sitting there. You can either finish it now or pour it out or whatever, but I wasn't going to clean up your mess for you.
No.
But you would pour out the milk. And then pour a fresh cup right before they go.
I would pour out the milk and then put the cup on the next to the sink and say that you need to put this all away in the dishwasher. I won't put it in the dishwasher for you, but I will get rid of the milk.
Yeah.
But I will push the chair in so I don't see it for those couple hours being askew, and then pull it back out right before the school and say, you left the chair like this. Needs to be rectified.
That's amazing.
I just, I don't know. I don't know. You got, it's, I'm weird. Jeff Hathorn coming at 7 o'clock. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus at 8. Bryant McFadden, the B-Mac. The B-Mac at the end of the 7 o'clock hour. It's a psychopath move, I'm being told. Oh, well. Then clean up. Clean up after yourself. I don't like dirty. Anyway, good morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.